USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump spoke with Jeff Glor on CBS Evening News about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Nothing bad's going to come out of it, and maybe some good will come out. But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going in with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
The meeting comes after the indictment of a dozen Russians for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Trump says he's heard that the Russians tried to hack the Republicans as well as the Democrats, but that the Republicans had better defenses. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan tells Chuck Todd that the administration has taken steps to push back against Russia by increasing defense spending and raising energy output.
This administration has given lethal weapons, the Javelin anti-tank system, to Ukraine. President Obama never did that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Crews battling a wildfire in California's Sierra Nevada National Forest are mourning a fellow firefighter killed while fighting the Ferguson fire. CAL FIRE officials say Braden Varney was building a firebreak when the bulldozer he was operating rolled over. CAL FIRE Unit Chief Dancy Corporich described Varney as a dedicated second-generation firefighter.
We all know that in the world of firefighting, it is a difficult job, is a dangerous job.
The Ferguson fire is 5% contained after burning through more than 1,000 acres since it started on Friday. In Chicago, authorities say a weapon has been recovered at the scene of a deadly police shooting on the city's south side yesterday. No official word yet on whether the man was armed when he was shot. The shooting has led to protests, with some demonstrators briefly scuffling with police. Local resident Gloria Rain says the man fatally shot was a local barber and a good man.
There ain't no gangbang or nothing. That lady shot him for no reason. 7 times. 7 times. I stood right on the wall and watched
it. At least 4 people were arrested and several officers were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A New Mexico state police trooper was wounded and a suspect fatally shot in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop early today along I-25. Some 20,000 gamers converged on Chicago yesterday for the second annual Pokemon Go Festival. Last year it was a disaster when data systems were overwhelmed, resulting in a class action settlement. Michael Ornelas, who traveled from California to join in the hunt, says it's much better this year.
Last year was awful until they kind of gave up on what they had planned and kind of spread it out to the whole city. This year the layout seems to be a lot better.
Hundreds of thousands of spectators lined San Diego's Normal Street to watch the city's Pride Parade Saturday. The annual event is one of the West Coast's largest Pride events, attracting participants from all over the nation. Lynn Maynard traveled from Columbus, Ohio with her partner Karen to enjoy San Diego Pride. She says she spent 60 years of her life hiding who she is.
I can be proud of myself, but I'm mostly proud of all of the professional men and women that struggled so to keep their identities hidden. Such joy I feel on this day. I always cry.
A jaguar escaped from its habitat in New Orleans' Audubon Zoo Saturday and killed 6 animals, including 4 alpacas. Managing Director Kyle Burke says it's unclear exactly why the jaguar went after the other animals.
There was no consumption. It was probably more of a territorial situation.
Veterinarians sedated the big cat and put it back in its enclosure. Super couple Kate Upton and Houston Astros pitcher Justin Verlander are expecting their first child. The pregnancy was announced yesterday on Instagram. For USA Radio News.